Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. The Holy Spirit really has been speaking to me about restoration. Amen. That, the Bible says in Psalm 125, verses 5 and 6, they who sow in tears shall reap in joy and singing. Amen. He who goes forth bearing seed and weeping, at needing his precious supply of grain for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So if you have been, for those that have been faithful to sow into the kingdom of God and serve the kingdom of God here in 2023, I want you to get ready for your blessings to overtake you this coming year. Hallelujah. Get ready for the harvest of blessing that's been accumulating to your account to be released. Get ready for restoration of all that the devil has stolen. There shall be a sevenfold restoration of all that the enemy has stolen. This is going to be a year of restoration. God is restoring things in the body. God is in the business of restoration. He is restoring things, and he's been restoring, and he's restoring the church back to the Book of Acts church. Yeah. Amen. And there are some things in the Book of Acts you need to see. That in the Book of Acts, they had supernatural release of finances. They really did. They had a supernatural grace upon them, and there's going to be a supernatural favor and grace upon the church here in 2024, and God's going to begin to restore many things in people's lives. There's going to be financial restoration. There's going to be mental restoration. There's going to be physical restoration. There's going to be restoration in families. There's going to be restoration all around. So I want you to prepare yourself for the restoration that is at hand. Hallelujah. Now, obviously, God's word applies all times. But then there are seasons that God speaks a rhema word. You have to understand that there are seasons that God speaks a rhema word. Now, of course, you're going to hear a lot of different words from different people. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to come, and people are going to speak words. I mean, I'm not the only one speaking. There's ministers all over the world that are quickened and inspired by the Holy Ghost to speak what God has given to them. But this is what the Lord has given to us for this time. And I want you to take a hold of this word for restoration. That in 2024, there's going to be restoration. Amen. Take a hold of it. How many of you believing for some things to be restored here in 2024? So take a hold of that word. Let that word be quickened in your spirit. Let that word become a spoken word to you, a rhema word to you. And then take a hold of that word and connect your faith with that word and believe and speak and receive it and act upon it and do whatever the Lord tells you to do and speak it and believe it, and it shall come to pass. There's going to be restoration here in 2024. Hallelujah. A restoration here in 2024. It's going to be a year of restoration. Hallelujah. Now, the second part that I'm going to get into, and this was something that came prophetically as I spoke it out a few weeks ago here, that 2024 is going to be a year of restoration. Then, about 10 days ago, was it 10 or about 10 or 12 days ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, which is usually what happens to me. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll hear usually an audible voice. And it's, that's when I know, when I wake up in the middle of the night and I hear an audible voice from the Lord, it's very significant. And I heard the voice of the Lord as he spoke to me. He said, 2024 will be a year of separation between those who walk by sight and those who walk by vision. Now, I really need to expound on this because you need to understand what this is about. And I want you to hear me, and I want you to really, really hear me. Not just with your ears, but here with your spirit. Because something significant is going to happen here in 2024. Now, I do want to say, in the natural, there are a lot of things that are being planned by the globalists, by the Antichrist establishment. And I'm telling you, we're coming to the end of the age at a rapid pace. There's no denying that we have very little time left. So there's an acceleration of what's happening in the world from the other side. Amen. And so in 2024, there are going to be some significant events across the world. But we need to understand we cannot walk by sight, because it's not just the enemy that's preparing things. God is preparing His people. God's preparing His people for victory. God's preparing His people for glory. God's preparing His people for increase. God is preparing His people for prosperity and success. God is preparing His people to advance the kingdom of God. And there's going to be some very big, significant things that are going to happen concerning the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, concerning this word in 2024, I want to share something with you. When I say you need to understand the difference between walking by sight and walking by vision. Sight is a function of your natural eyes. Sight is a function of your natural eyes. So sight is in the natural. But vision is a function of your heart. Especially when I talk about vision, I'm speaking about divine vision. I'm not talking about carnal vision. I'm not talking about some vision that somebody comes up with. I'm talking about a vision that is inspired by the Holy Ghost as the Spirit of God paints on the canvas of your heart the picture, the big picture that He wants you to truly see within. See in your spirit. See in your heart. As Holy Ghost inspires divine vision in our spirits, and as we take a hold of that divine vision and walk in it, we will see it, the supernatural work of God in our lives. And I'm telling you, there's going to be supernatural work of God in the faithful church here in 2024. Make no mistake about it. I don't care what goes on in the world. I don't care what the enemy has planned. I don't care what they're talking about. I mean, if you listen to the world, they're talking about these major black swan event here in 2024. And what that means is they're already talking about, if you listen to these, there's going to be a global cyber attack, and the power grid is going to crash, and this is going to crash, and the banking system is going to crash, and the financial system, and they're predicting all these things to crash. And of course, you know, the reason they speak those things is because that's what they're planning. Now, I do have to bring you that side. I'm not in La La Land. I don't just walk around. I don't live in Barbie Land. Amen. And drive a little pink Cadillac and everything's fun and dandy, because we're not living in Barbie Land. Our enemy, the devil, is going around. Amen. Like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And that's why the Bible tells us to be sober and vigilant. But here's the problem with walking by sight is what you see. If you walk by sight, you're going to see what's going on in the world. And it's going to shake people. It's going to shake people. Sight, walking by sight, will lead to fear. Walking by sight will lead to fear. Will lead, because walking by sight is walking by appearance. And fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Because the enemy is also going to paint a picture out there in the world system. He's got his false prophets in the media. He's got his false prophets even in the pulpits. He's got his false prophets in all over, you know, the establishment, the media, the politicians. They're going to be speaking. The false prophets are going to be prophesying. They're going to be giving the word that's going to bring people into fear. We saw that happen in 2020. And that was just a precursor of the things to come. And we know that these birth pains are going to increase in intensity, and they're going to increase in frequency. So there will be birth pains as we come to the closing of the end of the age. So you cannot walk by sight, because sight will bring you into fear. Sight will bring you into the natural, because sight is a natural function of what you see with your natural eyes. That's why we are instructed in the Bible clearly that we walk by faith, not by sight. Why does the Bible say that? Why does the Word of God say that we walk by faith? That means we regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things with trust and holy fervor. So we walk by faith, which is a conviction in our spirits. Faith is a conviction you have. When God speaks a word to you, when God brings a divine vision into your spirit, then there is a conviction that comes with it. And you take that, just like Mary said, you know, when the angel spoke to Mary about the birth of Christ, the Bible says she took that word and hid it in her heart. As the psalmist said, I have hidden your word in my heart that I will not sin against you. So you're going to have to take this word and you're going to have to protect what God gives you, that divine vision. You're going to have to protect your heart above all that you protect. With all diligence, you're going to have to protect your heart. You're going to have to protect this divine vision that God, the Holy Ghost, breathes into your spirit. See, vision comes. Vision is God breathed it. Comes by the Spirit of God. Spirit of God breathes into your spirit a divine vision. And you have to hold on to it. You have to protect it. You have to hide it in your heart. So there's going to be a separation that's going to come between those who walk by vision and those who walk by sight. It really is a separation of the flesh and the spirit. Because the book of Galatians is very clear that the flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. So you need to understand sight is an enemy of vision. Sight is an enemy of vision. And many walk by sight. They go by what they see. Their whole life is governed, right? Regulated and conducted. Not by faith, but by sight or appearance. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Sight or appearance. And I like that word appearance because that brings me to that acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. There's going to be a lot of evidence in the world of what the enemy is doing. And people that look at that and focus on that are going to receive that as fact, as their reality. They're going to live in a virtual reality. And I think speaking of virtual reality, AI is going to be a big part of it. AI is going to be a big part of this sight and appearance. It's starting to pop out everywhere. I was ordering some things on Amazon the other day. Immediately I noticed a new function in their AI that goes in and reads all the comments and gives you a quick summary of what all the thousands of comments are on the product. It's popping up everywhere. We send out emails and from an emailing thing, and then there's AI in there. You can have AI write your email. You just put in a couple of words. AI can generate people. AI can generate. Somebody sent me, I was not happy about it, but they took one of my pictures, put it into AI, and I was singing happy birthday to myself on my birthday. And it looked so real. I mean, my lips were moving, happy birthday to me. Happy. I mean, I was like, it really annoyed me. Like, don't put my picture in some AI thing. Somebody visiting the church took my name and put it into some AI, and AI spit out these paragraphs about my life. It was positive, thank you, Jesus. And he goes, this is what AI told me about you, you know, and then all about my ministry and the power of God and people getting healed, you know. But it's going to be a big part of this beast system. The image, remember the image. They're going to worship the image of the beast. It's sight, it's sight. The world is preparing people to live by sight. God is preparing his people to live by faith. And faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith comes by inspiration and divine revelation. When God speaks a word to you, it energizes your faith because faith is built on the word of God. This is the word of faith which we preach, right? It is a spoken word. It's a rhema word. The word of God is near you. It's in your heart and it's in your mouth. And so you got to put the word. So you have to understand vision is a function of your heart. It's a word that God speaks to your heart. But even as a word that he speaks to you, you begin to see. Just like Habakkuk said, I will stand to watch what the Lord will say to me. You mean, don't you mean I will stand to hear? No, he says, I will stand and watch and see what the Lord will say to me. Because as the Lord speaks to you and he brings that divine vision into your spirit, now you are seeing something. Because vision is about what you see. And you go where you see. You cannot go anywhere you don't see. So how does the Holy Spirit lead you? Because he knows all things to come. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the future. Hallelujah. God's already made plans for you before even the foundation of the world. While you were in your mother's womb, the plan was already established. Now that plan just needs to be revealed to you so that you can grab a hold of it and begin to walk in it. And many Christians walk by sight. They're caught up in the natural. And because they're caught up in the natural, they don't see the supernatural. But when you walk by divine vision, you will see the supernatural work of God in your life. Hallelujah. You will see supernatural manifestations. You will have supernatural favor, supernatural acceleration. Hallelujah. Supernatural, walking in divine vision is what's going to get God involved in your life. Otherwise, you'll be limited to your own natural abilities, to your own natural resources, to your own natural strength and abilities. So God wants to lift the church up to the level of the supernatural. We are called to be a supernatural church. We are not a natural church. We are supernatural beings. When you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you are a supernatural being. You have the divine nature. The Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. The one who knows all things, the omniscient one who sees all things, the all-seeing, the seven eyes of the Spirit, the all-seeing. He is the all-seeing eye, not Lucifer. He wants the world to believe that he is the all-seeing eye. The Holy Ghost is the one that sees all things. He knows all things. He's all-powerful. He's omnipotent. He's all present, omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. Nothing escapes his sight. There's nothing hidden to the Holy Ghost. No one can hide anything from the Spirit of God. Spirit of God knows all things. And the Bible says you have an anointing and unction from the Holy One. You know all things. Why? Because the one who knows all things lives on the inside of you. He's the one who's anointed you. So in this morning's anointing service, what I want to do is I'm going to pray for that anointing, because Bible says you have an anointing from the Holy One. You know all things, and this anointing that you have received abides in you, and he teaches you all things. He leads you and guides you. Hallelujah. So get ready, because as we pray today, you're going to grab a hold of the anointing that you need that's going to lead you in 2024 concerning God leading you in his perfect divine will, perfect divine vision. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Vision comes by revelation from the Spirit of God. I spoke about this extensively on Wednesday night, spent over an hour talking about this. And actually, if some of you remember, I had to catch some of you up and take you back to the very, very first Wednesday midweek service, midweek refresh we did when we started the Wednesday services back in February. The very first message I preached on was the four prayers that Paul prayed. And really, if you want to hook up with what God has for you in 2024, you're going to need to take these prayers and pray them. The prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 and then chapter 3. And then there's another prayer in Philippians and then Colossians. And if you'll go to our website, riverwpb.com, you will find it in the teaching blog, because it was in one of the bulletins a while back. But take these prayers. And what I did was I took these prayers and from the Amplified Classic, and I personalized them. Like, I pray that the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of Him by having the eyes of my heart, eyes of my heart flooded, eyes of my heart flooded with light, hallelujah, so that I can know and understand the hope to which He has called me. I can know and understand how rich is His glorious inheritance in the saints. And I can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of His power in and for me. So you take these prayers and you pray these prayers. And these prayers will help bring you into that place where you'll be able to know and understand as you have the eyes of your heart enlightened. It's not a function of sight, your eyes. It's a function of revelation. Having a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation. So that's how divine vision comes. And there's going to be a separation here in 2024 in the body of Christ. I'm telling you that right now. I feel very convicted about it. It's quickened in my spirit. It's burning in my spirit. It's growing in my spirit. It's like, you know, it's like you get pregnant and the baby grows. I got pregnant about 2 weeks ago with this word and it's been growing. I mean, I'm telling you, it's been growing in my spirit. Every day, I mean, as I'm praying in tongues and meditate on it, I'm just seeing more and more. I'm understanding more and more about what God's going to do here in 2024. Amen. Because he's getting ready to release some huge, huge things. As we were talking about, you know, the vision that Dr. Rodney had some years ago, and I was talking about how, you know, if you went to Niagara Falls, who's ever been to Niagara Falls? Or anything of that magnitude. I mean the volume of water that's flowing. Yet the Lord showed him that the church is standing there with a cup. Yeah, come on. Oh my God. So the volume of the flow of God that's coming to the body of Christ. Do you understand me? But if you walk by sight, you will not be able to tap. Those walking by sight is like are like those, they're just standing there with a cup. Because all they see is the cup in their hand. But when you begin to walk by vision, walk by faith, you tap into unlimited supply, unlimited resources, unlimited wisdom, unlimited abilities by the Spirit of God. And so there's going to be a separation here in 2024 between those who walk by sight and those who walk by vision. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. So you're either walking by what you see or you're walking by revelation from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I also sense in my spirit that 2024 is going to be a challenging year in the natural for because of the events that will unfold in the world, especially as we continue to draw near to the end of the age. Those who walk by sight will succumb to the natural challenges and circumstances, but those who walk by vision will continue to prosper, thrive, make progress, and accomplish the plan and purpose of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world or overcomes the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world or overcomes the world, even our faith. So whatever comes, you're gonna have to walk by faith to overcome it. Not only will you overcome, but you will also overpower. That's another word that's really been quickening in my spirit is overpowering. Because the power of God in you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So you will not only overcome, you will actually overpower. You will overpower the powers, the principalities and powers. You will overpower them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Can I get a little bit more on the monitors? Maybe I'm not hearing myself as well. Straining my voice a little bit. So now I want to show you. That's great. Thank you. Perfect. Now go with me to Genesis chapter 13. Because I want to show you this morning. Genesis chapter 13. Something happened to the lights? Okay. It's my sight. Can't walk by sight. Genesis chapter 13. I want to show you the difference between sight and vision. Verse 1. Then Abram went up from Egypt, and he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south. Now, who invited Lot? He kind of invited himself, you know. He crashed the party. All right. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, which is the house of God, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now, strife is significant because, as I said in the book of Galatians, the Bible tells us that the flesh strives against the spirit. They're contrary to each other. So there was strife. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren." They were brothers. They were family. But there's coming a separation. "Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. If you go to the right, then I will go to the left." Basically, Lot, you get to choose first. Whatever you choose, I'll go the opposite way. We are going to separate, but you get to choose first. Make your choice of where you're going to go. Make your choice of where you're going to go. But we have to separate. There's coming a point of separation. But I give you the option to choose first. And whatever you choose, you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. Lot got the first choice, but he made a bad choice. Let's keep on reading. Verse 10, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw," sight. Everyone say sight. "Saw all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere." So it looked good. "Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah." He could not see that coming because he chose by sight. He chose by sight. He went by sight. He did not have revelation. He did not have spiritual discernment of the condition of the land, the people that lived in the land, because the Bible says it was, even though it looked like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go toward Zoar, then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Everyone say they separated. Now here's the problem. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. He did not have spiritual discernment because he chose by sight. He chose by sight. And there was a separation that came. This is what I see is going to happen here in 2024 because God wants to advance. See, Abram was very rich in livestock, gold, silver. He had reached the level, but there was so much more. And he would have been capped if the separation had not come. God wants to release the fullness of the Abrahamic blessing upon the church, but much of the church is not operating by vision. They're operating by sight. They're making wrong choices. They're going in the wrong direction. They're going by what appears to be good. It looked like the Garden of Eden. Well, there was a snake in the Garden of Eden too. So, isn't it amazing that it looked great? However, the spiritual condition was that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were wicked. Wicked and sinful against the Lord. And the Lord would eventually judge the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, when you read on, you find out that Lot lost everything. All that he gained, his house, all the land, he lost everything. He lost his wife. I mean, he lost everything. And he ended up sleeping with his daughters. I mean, that's about as bad as it can get for somebody, I think. God forbid. I mean, you know, it's pretty rough when you read the story. But he made a decision and he chose by sight without having spiritual discernment of the condition, the spiritual condition of what he was going into. And that's what's going to happen here in these last days because really, I mean, if you look at the book of Revelation, I mean, when they say safety, security, sudden destruction will come upon them. Everything will be presented. There'll be problems and then the Antichrist will come with all the solutions and people will grab it. Oh, yes, yes, this is great. What a great solution this is to all the problems that you've created. They create the problem and the solution. But people have no discernment, so they just go grab it. So be careful. Make sure that you have eyes to see in your spirit. Your eyes are open to be able to discern and understand the will of the Lord. And that's basically what walking by divine vision really is. Understanding the will of the Lord. Verse 14, and then the Lord said to Abram right after separation. See, he could not fully, even though he had prospered, he was rich in livestock, gold, silver. I mean, he was doing pretty good. But it wasn't what God had for him. It wasn't the perfect will of God. There was so much more. Because it wasn't just about Abram being rich. God wanted to establish a nation. God wanted to establish a people. He has so much that every single person in the body of Christ can be fully blessed. There's no limit. There's no limit. Amen. Now watch this. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him. That's the third time we see the word separate. Lift your eyes now. Look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. Now, isn't that interesting? What did he say to Lot? If you go east, I'll go west. God's like, no. You're not just going west. You're going south. You're going north. You're going west. You're going east. You're not just going one direction. I'm giving you 360-degree view. I'm giving you 360-degree view. Hallelujah. God's like, you think I'm going to limit you just to one little thing? You thought Lot determined. Oh, Miranda Bakasakata. You thought Lot determined your destiny? You think what you were going to possess was based on Lot's choice? No. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. See, sight is so limited. If he stayed by sight, he would have just gone to the other side, opposite direction of Lot. And he would just settle, okay, you know, we did make our separation. God's like, okay, now that the separation has come, you're not going to go by sight. I'm expanding your vision. I want you to look northward, southward, eastward, westward. All that you see, all that you see, all that you see, I will give it to you and your descendants forever. That word forever right there is divine. Things of God are established forever. No man can shut what God has established. No man can shut the door that God has opened. When God speaks, his word is established forever. Lot chose poorly because he chose by sight. And Abram is in the point of transition. As the separation has come, now he thinks he's just going to go this way. And God's like, no, stop now. Stop now. I want to expand your vision. I want to expand your capacity to receive what I have for you. Hallelujah. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants could also be numbered. I mean, think about the numerical increase that's coming to him. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. Hallelujah. And that word separate has been quickened. Now, I don't know what it is. For everyone, it's different. But there must come a separation, not only obviously in the body of Christ between those who walk by sight and those who walk by vision, but there must come a separation in your personal life. What are the things that need to be separated from your life for you to step into the fullness of what God has for you? You know, what are the things that need to be separated? What are the things that need to, it could be relationships. It could be certain opportunities that you've been seeking after. It could be certain plans and purposes. It could be certain things that have been attached to you. Maybe you got on your way and then Lot kind of attached himself to you. Or maybe an idea attached itself to you because somebody came to you and said, hey, this is a great idea. And then you grabbed it, but it wasn't God. Yeah. Amen. It was a good idea, but it wasn't a God idea. Amen. Eve also had a good idea. Look how that ended up. She looked at the fruit and she saw that it was good to eat, that she would gain wisdom. See, there is carnal wisdom, and then there's divine wisdom. And James talks about the two different kinds of wisdoms. There's wisdom of this world that is sensual, carnal, and even demonic, he calls it, demonically inspired. And then there's vision that is pure and holy, that comes from above, and it comes by the Holy Ghost as he breathes into you, and then it's there now. You're pregnant with this thing, and it's growing in you. It's growing in you. It's growing in you. And listen, and even though it may tarry, it will surely come to pass. For it is for an appointed time. If you've given birth, ladies, I'm sure you want to, can it just be 2 months, 3 months? No, it's going to be 9 months. And towards the end, it's like, okay, when now? Any day now. But it still is for an appointed time, and it will surely eventually be birth. And it's in that time of waiting and that time of testing that you have to stay true to the course, and you have to understand what God is doing. And of course, there's comes the testing. You know, the vision's always tested. But the initial choice is so important. There's coming a separation here in 2024 in the body of Christ. Across the world, God's looking for those that will have eyes to see, because he needs people to connect with his vision. He needs people to connect with his plans and purposes. And there's going to be an acceleration because time is short for what God wants to do. There's very limited time. The work is great. And God's going to pack more into the next few years than to the last few decades. I really sense it. That's why there's going to be great acceleration. But that acceleration can only happen through people that have positioned themselves to be in the will of God, to have eyes to see, to walk by vision and by faith, not by sight or appearance. So as you stand and evaluate your situation, you cannot go by what you see with your natural eyes. It will deceive you. Many shall be deceived. Isn't that what Jesus said in the last days? The very first sign he talked about. Many shall be deceived because they will go by what they see. And we saw that in 2020 through the pandemic. Many just went with the agenda. They complied and they just went right along with what was happening in the world. And there were few, unfortunately, that took a stand and said, absolutely not. We're not going with that because we see something different. We understand it differently. We evaluate differently. We discern differently. And we're not focused on what's going on, the chaotic things in the world, but we are focused on the will of God. We're focused on the power of God. By faith, we will overcome, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we will overpower. And we came through. We grew through it. We didn't go through it. I told the church, you're not going to go through it. You're going to grow through it. You're not going to just go through things. You're going to grow through things. You're going to get to the other side. There might be a storm that breaks out in the middle, but you're going to get to the other side. The moment Jesus gets in the boat, in the blink of an eye, you'll be there. You'll reach your destination. You just need to have a word. The moment you take the word, then you're going to go to the other side. You're going to reach your destination. Hallelujah. So I bring this as an encouragement. I also bring this with a disclaimer as a warning. Because every word of God comes with conditions attached to it. As you see what happened with Lot. As you see what happened with Lot. And some of you passed up on certain things. And then it appeared in the natural, you got passed by certain people. Because if you look at where Abram ended up, he had no land. Lot had already settled. Everything looked like Lot was doing well. And then Abram is just kind of a sojourner, just kind of wondering. And then the Lord says, hey, where are you going? Well, Lot chose the best and I'm just kind of in, no man's land. Oh, no, you're not in no man's land. You're about to step into God's land. You're about to step into God's plan and purpose. Hallelujah. Is this helping anybody here today? Praise God. Don't be afraid of separations. Godly separation is your best friend. Hallelujah. I got one more verse. Go to the book of Acts, the 13th chapter. I want to show you something very powerful, very significant, a turning point in early church history. Book of Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. They were actual prophets, not non-prophets. They actually could see and hear from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's why you need to be careful, because like I said, there's going to be a lot of people giving all kinds of words. Anyways, moving right along. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene. By the way, Niger, that means black man. So he was an African. Barnabas, an African man named Simeon, Lucius of Cyrene, a Greek. Menian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. So five different kinds of men. They're all really different. Barnabas is a Levite, businessman. One is an African black man. Other one is a Greek. Another one is a Jewish royalty, and then Saul, a Pharisee, all former life, you know. It's amazing. How do these five men end up together? Only by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Only by the Holy Ghost, you know. Think about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, this is what you're going to need to do. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. What does it mean to minister to the Lord? Worshiping. Amen. Praying. Fasting. The Holy Spirit said, now separate. There's that word again, separate to me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. So part of separation is really God separating you for His plans and purposes. God separating you. First separation has to come from the world. Lot was a type of the world. Abram had to separate from the world, the worldly Christian. But then there was very strong spiritual, mature believers, leaders. And even among them, there was a separation, not a bad separation. With Lot, it had to happen. But this is a separation, in other words, a consecration. Because whom He separates, He anoints. Do you understand me? Whom He separates to His plans and purposes, He anoints. Whew. Because you're not going to do it in your own strength. You're stepping into divine destiny. You're stepping into divine vision. Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them. That's the anointing. And they sent them away. They sent them away. So there was a separation, but they were sent. They were sent on a mission. They were sent apostolic mission, because an apostle is a sent one. So they were sent. So we see Paul and Barnabas going on the launching out to their first missionary journey when they went into the Gentiles, and the Gentile missions was established. Until that time, there was no mission to the Gentiles. It was a great turning point in history. And it's a great turning point in the book of Acts. Because chapters 1 through 12, you see Jerusalem as the main city, the main church, the mission to the Jewish people as the main ministry. Amen. Shouldn't be argument. You see the mission to the Jewish people based out of Jerusalem. And you see Peter as the main apostle. But at this point, Antioch becomes the focal point, becomes the headquarters or the... And you see from 13 through 28 in the book of Acts, it shifts to Antioch, a different kind of church, a church of all colors and cultural backgrounds, a culturally, racially mixed church. But it's not about a Jewish identity. It's not about a this identity or that. It's about the identity of the Holy Ghost. It's about the identity of the Spirit of God. It's about the identity of being anointed and walking in divine vision. And so Antioch becomes the focal point and then becomes the center of missions to the Gentiles, which, of course, you have to understand, 99% of the world were Gentiles. So you have to reach them. But God was doing something new, and there had to come a separation of the people that he chose for that work. And as the hands were laid on them, they received the anointing and the authorization. So the anointing is the power and the authorization. Don't go running into things without the power and the authorization. You'll get your butt whipped by the devil. Look at what happened to Lot. Chose poorly, and then he went out there, and then it's a mess. But when you stay with the call of God, when you stay with the anointing and with the word, you cannot lose. You cannot fail. You may go through times of hardship or adversity, whatever, but you will overcome and you will overpower by faith. Amen. I mean, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Faith doesn't mean everything is easy. Faith, that means there will be some giants in the land, but faith means you'll take them out because the Lord is with you. And you'll go in and possess the land. Hallelujah. So my job here is to prepare you. And to warn you. And to encourage you. Not to choose by sight, but to choose by vision. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.